This evening we'll be reading a few verses from Acts chapter 20. This is where the Apostle Paul is meeting with the elders from the church in Ephesus, has called them to himself, and begins to relate to them some of the past events and his time with them and how that was and the things that happened together among them both. He says, beginning in verse 18, "You know, from the first day that I came into Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Here are the words of Paul to these elders, and yet as we look at what he says, we see some important words that relate to really how we can deal with people in this life as we try to reach people with the gospel, as we try to help others around us, whether it's brothers and sisters in Christ, whether it's people that are outside of the body. And when you think about what Paul says here, first of all, here's an attitude that you see in verse 19. The attitude that he had was as a servant of the Lord. So he is one who has made himself willingly a bondservant of his master, Jesus Christ. And that's the attitude, that's the mindset we should all have. We are servants, slaves of God. And as such, then, notice how he does with his brethren. He serves with humility. That humble heart is going to cause God to exalt and lift us up. But humility is important because it enables us to approach people with the right attitude, that we are there to serve them. We're not to be here to serve. We're not going to lift ourselves, exalt ourselves above them. And as we talk to people, the disposition with which we speak to them about the message, whether it be the message relating to their need to repent, turn to God, it's going to be a humble approach. It's not going to be one that lifts ourselves up over people. And Paul had humility as he served God and as he served his brethren. But it says that he did so with many tears. The tears reflect the fact that Paul, his heart was really in all that he did. When we talk with people, when we see friends and neighbors, people that even we don't really know well, but we're acquainted with them, Do they reach out to these people? Are we touched by our knowledge of their present condition, that they are lost, or the struggles that people go through, or various things that are difficult that people are experiencing? Do we have that sense of sorrow for them? Do we have tears, as Paul expressed here? His brethren were dear to his heart, and because of that, he was touched by their struggles, whether it be their trials or the persecution that they went through. He loved them dearly. And this is seen in how he experienced his work with them. So this is something for us to relate to and to also tie into our own efforts to reach people with the gospel. Humility, emotional connection. And while we do our work, realize, as Paul did here, he expressed that there were trials which happened to him by the plotting of the Jews. Now, we don't have a particular people that are right now actively trying to hurt us as a group in our community. But we know that Satan is always against us, and he will always use various things at his disposal to try to cause us to be discouraged, to give up, to forsake him, to no longer be faithful. We have to persevere through the trials. And Paul had trials that happened to him on numerous occasions. But notice what he says in verse 20. Paul gave what was needful to others. He says, I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house. The words that we have are the words of life. They're the words of heaven from God Himself. These words are meant to help people. And these words are words that we must gladly and willingly, and because we have that responsibility, tell others, because it's for their good. Now what we need to understand is that that message that we're going to proclaim that is helpful will not always be the easy message to declare to people. You know, there's all the easy things to talk about, the love of God, the grace of God, you know, the patience of God. But there's also the rebuke and the chastisement that come from God. There are the sins that have to be specifically talked about and that you have to explain to people that they're doing, because if they don't quit doing them, their souls are in jeopardy. And that's not always an easy thing to do, but that's our responsibility. And Paul did not hold back anything, he says, that was helpful to them. All of God's word is helpful. The good and the so-called bad, which is never bad. It's just negative in the eyes of humanity because it has to do with reproving and rebuking. But that's to save souls. That's to help people. That's God's medicine, right? Or His rod of correction to help bring His people back into line and heal souls that are sick with sin. So that's what Paul would do. And from house to house. He meet together in people's homes. But regardless of the situation, whether it was publicly in the congregation, coming together, or it was with individual people, he always told them what they needed to hear. To the Jews, to the Greeks, he called them to repentance. Turn away from your sins. Believe in that which many during his time were rejecting. We have a message that includes those very things. There's a lot of sin in our society, in our culture, in our country. Things that are being defended by those in sin. Things that have been made lawful that are wickedness and evil. And yet we have to warn people. Despite the fact that that will make us unpopular, it might make us hated, we might be despised and rejected. But we must do like Paul, testify to those people in our society about repentance toward God and faith, belief in Jesus Christ. There are many who reject faith in Christ. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the church established by God through His Son. We have to testify of these things. Tell people what they need to hear. And regardless of what happens to us, continue to do just that. Paul had this knowledge that was conveyed to him by the Holy Spirit. There were things that were awaiting him. He was making his way toward Jerusalem, and trouble awaited him, chains and tribulations, according to the inspired word given to him. But notice Paul's response in verse 24. None of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Paul was not concerned about externals. He didn't care what was going to happen to him. You know, nobody wants to suffer, right? But if we can develop this attitude that I don't care what happens to me, I'm going to tell people what God wants them to know. I'm going to tell them the message of hope and salvation, even if they hate me after I've told them. I'm going to tell them what they need to do to repent of the sins that they're currently guilty of, even if that means it's going to hurt me or hurt my family. Why? Because you want to be able to finish your race with joy. Every one of us as Christians is in a race. But we can't finish our race with joy if we cast aside our responsibility, if we don't tell people all the things that are needful to them, for them to hear. If we instead are fearful, and we close our mouths and we don't tell them about repentance, about faith in Jesus Christ, then we are going
to stand before the Lord in judgment, there will be no joy, but only terror. Paul instead wanted to be able to finish the work that had been given to him as a minister of the gospel, to testify, he says, to the glad tidings of the grace of God. This is, though we may not all be ministers of the gospel, it's the responsibility of God's people to make the glad tidings known to all the world. And this we can and we must do. May God help each one of us to think about what we have here, this treasure. A treasure that is freely offered to all people. You can put in the hands of your friends and your neighbors the gift of eternal life. They can lay hold of it through faith. They can be, through your efforts, brought to a belief, a conviction in the truth that God has revealed in His Word, and then be baptized into Christ and become a part of the family of God. But that happens when we follow in the footsteps of others who have done this work with faithfulness, wanting more than anything else to be able to, at any point in time, finish their life with joy because they're doing the work of the Lord. If tonight you're not a Christian, we would encourage you to think about the fact that all of us will be judged one day, that we have to be prepared and ready. The only way that you can become ready and prepared for the judgment day, if you're not a child of God, is to turn to God and call out to God. And through His Word, He reveals to you what you need to do. Believe in His Son, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Shed His blood, and through your obedience to Him and His commands, you can be saved. But His commands include turning from sin. Can't live a life of sin and be saved, so we have to put that behind us and live for the Lord. Be slaves of righteousness from this day forward. Confessing our faith in Christ as well is a part of God's plan. Acknowledging that we believe Jesus to be the Son of God, and then the act of baptism, immersion in water, where our sins are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And doing those things brings us into the family of God, because God adds you to the church. And then, living faithfully, we have hope of heaven. Sometimes Christians wander. Sometimes we become weak. Sometimes the burdens of life are heavily weighing down upon us and we need help. If you, as a child of God, need to come home or need the prayers of your Christian family, we can help you tonight as we stand and sing.